Nation, where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.
Fighting fluoride. Listeners may be aware of the government's plan to introduce water fluoridation through legislation designed to create sham consultations. Fluoridation is a highly dubious approach to dental care, enforcing medication without consent. The practice has been widely condemned since its sole purpose, to protect teeth, has been disproved. Fluoridation makes enamel harder but more brittle, leading to dental fluorosis and unsightly mottling of the teeth. It has also been linked to serious disorders such as thyroid problems and effects on the IQ. Fluoridation could allow the government to excuse poor dental care provision and let advertisers keep plugging their sugary products. It also provides a handy way to get rid of phosphate fertilizer waste, which provides the chemicals used for fluoridation. Following a runaround with culpable MPs, anti-fluoride campaigners went over their heads. HM the Queen, Buckingham Palace, London. Ma'am. May it please your Majesty, I am writing over a matter of grave concern to your subjects. This is the current government's plan to instigate universal water fluoridation through Clause 61 of the Water Bill. This was added to the bill via an amendment designed to compel water companies to fluoridate when requested by strategic health authorities. If Clause 61 is not removed, it will become law in the new Parliament. There are many arguments against water fluoridation, which the National Pure Water Association, NPWA, has presented in detail. I attach, ma'am, succinct and apposite note by the environmental analyst Douglas Cross, Your Pro Beal, C Beal, MI Beal, which were presented at the NPWA's annual general meeting this September. There is now, ma'am, a cross-party group of MPs who are seeking to issue a legal challenge over water fluoridation. The most relevant point is the matter of consent. Fluoride is being advocated as universal medication, yet each individual of voting age or who has not been sectioned under the Mental Health Act has the absolute right to refuse medication. Adding fluoride to the domestic water supply breaches this right and constitutes an assault by the state on the individual. Ma'am, I must also report that our local water company is no ally. In a letter to myself of last August 6, from the Managing Director of Southern Water, Mr. Stuart Derwent, it was confirmed that the decision to fluoridate water would rest with the local health authority. In such an instance, his company would assist by providing technical advice about our treatment and distribution system. The water companies seek an indemnity for consequential health effects through their industry pressure group, Water UK. They are not upholding their sole duty of distributing a safe water supply to their customers. Ma'am, our parliamentary democracy has failed in this instance, so I write to you as our sovereign head of state to express my grave concern. I am grieved that you will be forced to endorse Clause 61 should it still be part of the Water Bill before the state opening of Parliament. I urge that it be removed. I admire the progressive and insightful work which HRH, the Prince of Wales, has undertaken on environmental matters, and hope you may also convey my concerns to the Prince. Written the 6th day of November 2003. However, our hopes weren't high. A reply came on December 12th from the Queen's Chief Clerk. Her Majesty understands your reasons for writing as you did and has taken careful note of your comments. As a constitutional sovereign, the Queen acts on the advice of her ministers. Our letter had been forwarded to Margaret Beckett, with a civil servant writing a longish letter in January 2004 to explain the facts we already knew. But would they stop their threat to fluoridate the water? Ministers do not intend that any new consultations will take place until regulations and indemnities made under powers in the Water Act are in place. In other words, let us pass the law and we can do it. Later that year, pressure was put on Friends of the Earth to help with this campaign, citing environmental, medical, and legal reasons. A motion was passed at their national conference, but it is not known if action has been forthcoming. Watch out for pro-fluoride propaganda from your local health authority, and counter it with the truth.
The information where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.